What's good and what the fuck is hood? It's your girl Tender from Unbothered Conversations, here to talk about your shit, because although we may think that we may be far, our stories and our lessons is someone's true and pure blessing. Because let me tell you, we learn from each other, so tune in for all the fucking gems. This week's episode, tune the fuck in. We're talking about how high are your dreams, your passions, and your fucking goals. So tune in. You ready to learn? I hope all is well and all is good in y'all motherfucking hood, because let's talk about it, okay? We're talking about dreams, purposes, goals, all that lovely shit. Because it's 2021, motherfuckers. And we are the fuck here. Like, damn. 2021? Like, really? So let's just get right into it. Like, I have a lot of dreams. I had a lot of dreams. I let a lot of people get in my way at times. But my biggest thing was me getting in my own fucking way. Okay, like, sometimes we get comfortable in situations that we're put in, and we don't see our dream anymore. We don't see it even being a factor or a possibility, because it's just out of reach. But really, it's just baby steps that just need to take place for it to be in reach. Like, sometimes you have to walk in faith and not in sight type of thing. But I don't think y'all ready for that. Y'all might not be ready for that. But, like, for real, there was a lot of things that I wanted to pursue that, in all honesty, I didn't, because I was scared of me failing. But because I didn't fail, I also didn't succeed. I didn't take that chance and that leap in faith that, hey, I got it. This is something that I'm actually passionate about, so I'm gonna do the hard work and dedication to it so that I can pursue it properly and be great and walk in my greatness. Like, guys, there's so many ideas I had, and I'm pretty sure you feel the same way. There's so many things that you probably wanted to do in your life that you sit back and you're like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? I'm working this 9-to-5 job, sitting here unhappy, working for somebody else, unhappy. But really, I've been working for somebody else for years. I've been saying I was going to start the following year and never did. Or I was going to put this by my LLC next month, but never did. Spent it on something else. Like, we spend our money in so many careless ways that we lose sight in our dream. We don't put our dream as a necessity. We put our dream in the back burner because it's just a dream. But in all actuality, y'all, in all actuality, your dream is a thought, okay? Your dream is a thought that you have deep in the back of your brain that really needs to be wanting to be manifested into life. It wants you to manifest it into, like, I could touch it. This is really my reality type of shit. That's what a dream is. A dream is your purpose, but your purpose is only going to happen if you take the effective steps to make it happen. Like, I just, me personally, like, I've been in a situation where, like, last summer, the summer that just passed, my father passed away, and I sat back and I was like, damn, like, what the fuck am I really doing with my life? My dad just passed away. He didn't get to see the things that I really wanted to accomplish. I keep telling people I want to start this, do cosmetics, go back to cosmetology. I keep telling people I want to open up a business. I keep telling people I want to do all these things. I'm in the field of business, but I'm not working for myself. I'm working for other people. So it's just like, what the fuck am I doing? And I sit back and I reflect, and I have to push myself past the boundary of self-doubt and self-worry and straight line scare. Like, I have to push myself past that, because once you push yourself past those things, there's greatness behind that door. It might take some work, it might take some long hours, but there's greatness, because the greatness is what I'm walking towards. The greatness is the steps that I put forth in this world by each step that I make. Like, are you guys following me? Are you guys getting it? Like, I know I might sound a little buzzed, and I could be a little buzzed. Y'all not gonna know. But like, seriously, like, I want to use, I know I'm rambling in a sense, but I want to use this platform, like, for me to have people that I know that are building their dreams into reality, like the people that I know that are really manifesting their dreams. I want to use them in my platform to where I could, you know, boost their shit up if I can, even though my 1 to 2 views or whatever the fuck I get, you know what I mean? It's about sharing that platform for me. Hold up. Did somebody say share? I think it's time for a share. And since it's time for a share, we about to share some music, okay? This music is by my dude, my boy, my homie, my friend, Mr. Stony Hawk himself, okay? Stony Stone. Got two different things that I'm about to give you a little preview for. Stay tuned for this shit. The first up is my favorite, Toxic, okay? That's the name of the song. And yes, ladies, I guess you can say it's kind of for us. It's kind of for the guys, too. Just know it's a vibe. I'm not going to play it all, but I'm going to play some of it. So just stay tuned.
When you tell me that you love me, hey. It's the mafia. Motherfucker. When you told me that you love me, girl, I just had to repeat it. Biting on my tongue about how I really didn't mean it. Not saying that it's wrong, but I'm just saying I don't feel it. My friend is not as strong, but every day they getting deep. And I hope you really listening when I'm speaking. Cause I've been in situations that had me tweaking. You feel like I'm heartless, baby girl, there's a reason. My old bitches with some demons. That ain't no excuse, they just doing what they do. Pretty sure you heard and took a good people get abused. And I hate to see you leave, but I appreciate the view. The way you sitting in them jeans, I wanna rip them over you. But I don't know what you down for. Down for, we should solidify our ground more. Our ground more, cause I ain't tryna jump to some. Baby girl, nothing, I just want you around more. Around more, girl, I promise there ain't nobody. Nobody that could do these things to your body, baby. Your body, baby. Don't fuck about no old bodies, they some nobodies. I could make you feel some new things in your grown body. Ain't gon' meet a nigga that could flex like me. Baby girl, I'm T-O-X-I-C. And I wanna see you S-T-R-I-P. Come and put that thing right here on me. I need that poison. Poison. 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 Girl, I would hit it when I seen you with your man. You want someone else.
Hey yo. Let's chill out, ladies, for a second, okay? Like, I was vibing. I'm not sure if you was vibing, but I was fucking with it. So I'm pretty sure you was fucking with it. But we about to get into another song real quick, okay? We about to get into another song. This song right here is called Trauma. It's a little bit, you know, it's not so ladylike, but it still has a little flavor for us. Got flavors for everybody, you feel me? Get with Stony Stone, Mr. Stony Hawk himself.
Hey, Stony.
Motherfucker.
I swear I've been through some things I never speak about. Sometimes when you feel the pain, you gotta thug it out. Tell me now if you feel the same, go ahead and scream it loud. Ain't none of this new to me, fuck you talking about. This trauma is bruising me, that's why I abuse the weed. I gotta prove to me that I can make it count. We gon' live exclusively, buy out some jewelry. Still remove the things we did to make it out. They feel nothing new to me. Huh. All my stats is for you to see, but that don't make me proud. I'm so sick of the eulogies. Cause there's more than a few of my G's laying in the ground. I understand what it did to me, fuck me up mentally. Waking up just to see my dog is on the news, but what's even more sickening, I started snickering when this reporter said his killer's on the loose. All I'm thinking, I slide on him. Huh. All I heard is they fight on him.
Damn, the break is over so fucking quickly. Shitting me. Like, I was really vibing. I don't know about you, but I was fucking vibing. Go check out my dude, Stony Stone, Mr. Stony Hawk and fucking self, on Apple Music, Spotify, and of course, YouTube for all your visual content. Because he is there and he's willing to work and he's fucking talented as hell. So check him out. So going back to the conversation at hand. We are here, and I think some good tips would be talking about in regards to dreams and pursuing your dreams is having some skills that might help you pursue your dreams mentally. One thing that really helps me is making a vision board. We all have phones, so I don't want to hear no fucking excuse, okay? You can make a vision board not only with paper, newspaper, pictures, crayons, drawings, or anything of the sort, but also through Pinterest, okay? That's like my go-to. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm addicted, but I love Pinterest. I have a whole bunch of different boards that create a different aspect of what I want to do. Like, they definitely capture everything that I want to do. And if I were you, I would download Pinterest. Not promoted by Pinterest, not sponsored by Pinterest, not attached to Pinterest in any type of fucking way. However, I love Pinterest. Hold the fuck up. I think somebody said a sponsor. And talking about sponsors, I might as well insert this now. And we are the fuck back. But yeah, so just check it the fuck out. Have a vision board, create one. There's nothing wrong with that. Guys, girls, everybody should fucking have one. If you can't fucking vision what your dreams are, how are you even supposed to pursue them? You catch my drift here? You catching it? So the really big thing that I want you guys to really take from all of this is to live your fucking dream. Don't let yourself, don't let anybody or anything corrupt your dream. You're able to live your dream. You're supposed to live your dream. All these things that we go to sleep and we picture are supposed to come the fuck true because our brains are beautiful and they should be expanded for us all to see. Like, bruh, could you imagine how bland the world would be if the person that created the color red in their dream didn't create the color red in real life? Do you know how boring it would be? Like, I want you guys to understand, without the thought, there is no dream. Without a dream, you have no purpose. Do not allow anybody or anything to deter you from your dream. You're meant to walk in it. You're meant to stand proud in it. And this is your purpose. Regardless of what anybody may believe now, or regardless of what anybody may think they know of you now. Because you are strong and you are brave and you're able to break past any barrier that stands in your fucking way, bruh. Like, if you only knew how great you are and how the dream that you're holding on so tight that you're scared to walk in is your purpose. You feel me? But since we are here and since we are done, I just hope you guys all enjoyed this Unbothered Conversation hosted by me, your girl Tenda, at Unbothered Conversations. Find us on Clubhouse at via Big Tenda at Tenda Talks, baby. Come join me, all right? You need an invite, just DM me at tendaroni_baby, and I might be able to pop you on, you feel me? Also, a big, huge, amazing thank you to my two bros. Love them. Robbie Fats for doing my amazing-ass fucking beats intro. Thank you. Love you. And of course, Stony Stone for giving me the opportunity to review his music. Love you. And thank you as well. Support both of them through everything. Support everybody through everything. We're here to connect and we're here to network. So stay tuned. Unbothered Conversations.